新西兰和中国在国家大小、历史文化传统背景等方面有同意，但是虽然有这么多不同，我们两国还是建立起了非常友好的全面关系。
The range of agreements and understandings reached today go into many different sectors of cooperation. And we have found China very ready to pay a great deal of attention to a wide and multifaceted relationship with New Zealand.
今天我们双方签署的一系列协定和谅解备忘录涵盖了我们双方合作的很多领域，而且我们发现中国他们已经非常准备好致力于和新西兰发展这种多层面的涵盖各个方面的友好关系。
Today, the Premier and I have agreed that we should commit to annual bilateral meetings between New Zealand's and China's leaders. On some occasions, that meeting will take the form of a meeting in one or other capital. On other years, it may take the form of a substantial bilateral at one of the summits which we attend together.But the commitment is to have that annual substantial bilateral discussion.
今天温总理和我都同意建立起两国之间年度的领导会晤机制，也就是我们可以通过对彼此首次的互访，或者是在其他的年份，通过我们共同参加重要的国际峰会的机会来进行实质性的双边会晤。不管怎么说，我们的承诺呢，就是要每年进行至少一次的实质性的双边会晤。
In May 2004, when Minister Bo Xilai came to New Zealand, we signed the Trade and Economic Cooperation Framework between us.
2004年5月，英国商务部长薄熙来访问新西兰，双方签署了贸易和经济合作框架。
That agreement paved the way to the launch later that year of the Free Trade and Negotiations.And also to the establishment of the Joint Ministerial Commission, which met for the first time last year.
那样的一份协议为当年晚些时候双方自贸协定的启动奠定了基础，同时呢，也奠定了去年召开的第一次部长的经贸委员会的这个会议的基础。
We agreed today that the Joint Ministerial Commission should meet again this year.
我们今天也决定应该在本年以内召开双方部长级的经贸委员会的第二次会议。
On the free trade agreement negotiation, Premier Wang came with a very positive message for New Zealand today.
关于双边的经贸去谈判，今天温总理带来了非常积极的信号。
We've confirmed in our discussion that we're both looking for a comprehensive, high quality.Agreement acceptable to both sides.
今天在我们会谈当中，双方再次确认了，我们都共同致力于达成一个全面的、高质量的、双方都可以接受的协定。
We have agreed to elevate the level of negotiation to a vice minister equivalent level, which equates with the deputy secretary level here.And we can see our way to moving towards conclusion within 1 to 2 years.
今天我们都一致同意，要将双方自贸谈判协定的这个自贸谈判的级别提升到副部长级，而与之对应的新西兰的级别呢，将是副秘书长的级别。而且我们也都同意，将在1到2年的时间之内完成谈判。
New Zealand is well known to the Chinese government for the very first, as recorded in the economic cooperation area. Our aspiration is to make the successful conclusion of the FTA with New Zealand the fourth first for a successful conclusion with the Western country.
那么，就像今天在会谈当中谈到的一样，中国和新西兰之间的经济合作的特点是三个一。那么，我们现在也致力于尽快地完成双边自贸区的谈判，使我们尽快能够实现第四个一，也就是让新西兰成为第一个与中国缔结双边自贸协定的西方国家。
as well as the four new agreements which have been signed today. We've also agreed that we will move to the first meeting of our Joint Commission on Science and Technology and Cooperation.
那么今天我们的签署了四个新的议题，而且我们双方要同意进一步的做好第一届双边经贸双边科技联合的工作。We've
agreed to increase our collaboration in higher education and research and vocational training.
我们同意共同的加强我们在高等教育研究和职业培训等方面的合作。
We've agreed with our law enforcement agencies, customs and police, to intensify their work together on transnational organized crime matters. We have a new agreement to come into force this month on consular relations.
而且本月两国之间的领事协定即将生效。We
are looking forward to Air New Zealand's commencing direct flights between New Zealand and Shanghai later this year to increase the flow of people between our countries.
而且我们也期待着在今年晚些时候，新西兰航空公司开通从新西兰飞往中国上海的直航，以进一步的密切两国人与人之间的交流。
And I've been able to advise the Premier One today that the New Zealand government is formally announcing, as of now, that we will be participating in the Shanghai Expo because of the importance to us of showcasing our country in China.
新西兰政府将正式宣布新西兰将在上海举行的世博会，对于新西兰来说，能够在中国向世界展示自己是非常重要的一件事情。
I believe that New Zealand and China take a strategic view of the relationship between our countries.
我相信新西兰和中国都以战略眼光审视这样一份双边关系。
We see China with its very rapid development on a grand scale, meaning that it will have a big part to play in our future and our development.
中国是一个正在进行快速发展的大规模发展的国家，我们认为中国在新西兰的未来岁月当中，在新西兰未来的发展当中将会扮演一个巨大角色。
The Premier's visit this week has helped advance the comprehensive relationship which we have developed with China, and I know there will be many new developments in this dynamic relationship in the years to come.
而此次温总理选择在这样一个时刻访问新西兰，将会进一步全面地提升我们之间的全面关系，而且在今后的岁月当中，它一定能够会有更多新的发展。
I'd now like to invite Premier Wang to say a few words.
下面我请温总理讲几句话。谢谢克拉克总理，女士们、先生们，大家好。Thank
you, Prime Minister Helen Clark. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
作为中国总理，我是第一次到访新西兰，心里感到非常高兴。今天上午。 我同克拉克总理进行了会谈，中心是围绕着中国和新西兰建立新世纪的互利共赢的全面合作关系。我们在加强政治交往、经贸关系、科技、教育、文化。 整个领域的交流当中，都达成了广泛的共识。互相尊重是我们两国关系的基础，也就是说，不同社会制度、不同文化和历史的国家，完全可以和平相处。
It is my first visit to New Zealand as the Premier of China, and I'm happy about it. I had very good discussions with families at 11 o'clock in the morning, and our discussions focused on the establishment of a China-New Zealand relationship in the new century of all-round cooperation for mutual benefit and a win-win outcome. We arrived at extensive agreement concerning our exchanges in political, economic, trade, scientific and technological, educational and cultural areas. Mutual respect is the cornerstone of our bilateral relationship. That is to say, countries with different social systems, historical and cultural backgrounds have every reason to live in peace and harmony together.
加强各个领域的合作，实现互利共赢，造福两国人民，是我们的共同目标。
We share the goal of promoting our cooperation in improving the assessment of mutual benefit and bringing about the interests of our people on the basis of equality and mutual benefit.
今天记者恐怕最为关注的也是我们会谈当中达成协议的，莫过于自贸区谈判。
And that the FTA negotiations between China and New Zealand is an issue of great interest to the media today, and it is also an issue where we agreed during the meeting.
正像布拉克总理方面讲，我们已经实现了三个第一。哪三个第一呢？就是说，新西兰是从中国第一个就中国加入 WTO 达成协议，新西兰是第一个承认中国完全市场经济地位的，新西兰是第一个与中国开展自贸区谈判的西方发达。
And as I mentioned to Prime Minister Helen Clark during our conversation in the morning, there are three firsts in the relationship between New Zealand and China. They are, first, New Zealand is the first country to strike an agreement with China concerning China's WTO accession. Second, New Zealand was the first country to recognize China as a full market economy. And third, New Zealand was the first developed Western country which had entered into a bilateral FTA negotiation with China.
我们现在又确立了一个目标，这就是要在一到两年之内，中新两国就自贸区协议达成完全一致并签署。
And today we have set forth yet another goal. That is to say, in 1 to 2 years' time, China and New Zealand are prepared to strike full accord with regards to their bilateral FTA negotiations and sign a bilateral agreement in this regard.
这是中国从西方发达国家第一个开展谈判并最终达成协议的。这标志着中国自贸区谈判进入了一个新的阶段，具有开放性。
And this, if completed, will be the very first agreement of bilateral FTA arrangements between China and a developed Western country, and it has marked a new phase for China's FTA negotiations.And it is of trailblazing significance.
为了实现这个目标，我们双方提出了保障的机制。这就是总理刚才讲的，现有谈判的理解要提升到副部长级，同时政府对此谈判。要加以关注并给予支持。
In order to ensure the achievement of this goal, we have also put in place a safeguard mechanism. As mentioned by Prime Minister Clark, we are going to upper the negotiation level into the vice ministerial level, and the two governments are also going to pay greater attention and give greater support to the progress.
我们将来达成的协议将会是一个全面的、高质量的、平衡的、符合双方利益与双方所接受的协议。
And the future agreement will be comprehensive, of high quality, balanced, serving the interests of both parties and acceptable to both sides.
如果我们加把劲。也可能不到两年时间。
And if the two of us don't work harder, as it is possible, it will be wrapped up in less than 2 years' time.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll now have a question from a New Zealand media for Mr. Wang or for me.
现在请一位新西兰媒体提问。
Barry Sutter, giving a run in the West because China's human rights record has always been a concern. But what's being done to improve that?
温总理，对于西方世界而言，中国的人权记录一直都是我们所关注的一个问题。中国采取了哪些措施来改进这个问题？
中国推进。改革开放其目的就是为了解放和发展性权利，保障人的基本权利，保障人获得幸福和自由的权利。
China's reform and opening up drive is geared to emancipate and liberate China's productive forces to ensure the realization of the fundamental rights of the Chinese people so that they will be entitled to happiness and freedom.
任何不带偏见的人都会看随着改革开放的深入中国人的积极性和创造性从来没有现在这么高。我们的目的就是要极大地调动人们的生产的积极性和创造性，同时保障他们应有的权利。
Anyone without bias will learn that.Since the deepening of China's reform and opening up drive, the Chinese people are becoming unprecedentedly proactive and creative. And the ultimate goal of our reform and opening up drive is to make our people take their own initiatives and be more creative, and at the same time ensuring that their fundamental rights are achieved.
人们现在在择业迁徙、旅游、出国、信息，各方面都拥有比过去多得多的自由和权利。
People are enjoying way more of their freedoms and life with regards to choosing their jobs, moving their homes.Traveling to other countries or as tourists and choosing information.
我还必须指出一点，中国是一个拥有13亿人口，我们解决了13亿人的吃饭问题，是2亿多人口摆脱了贫困，是他们获得生存的权利。获得自由发展的权利，这是最大的进步。要知道，贫者无自由。
and I need to point out that China is a country with 1.3 billion population, and we have successfully fed all the total population of China. And at the same time, we have been able to alleviate more than 200 million Chinese people out of poverty, and they are now enjoying the right to subsistence and free development. This is the biggest progress we have made. And as the saying goes, a person living in poverty has no freedom to talk about.
我们并不认为我们在人权问题上做的都是尽善尽美，我们还有不足。但是我们在继续推进经济体制改革的同时，仍然在继续推进政治体制改革、文化体制改革和社会管理体制改革。
But this does not mean that we believe we have been perfect with regards to human rights records, and we have our shortcomings. In the process of advancing our economic restructuring, China has also been working to promote political systems reform and the reform of our cultural and social management systems.
我们在加强民主政治建设，我相信随着中国的改革和发展，中国人会享有越来越多的自由，中国的人权已经写在保障人权已经写在宪法上，我们将采取有力的措施来保障人的基本权。
China is right now promoting democracy and moving forward with political development.With the deepening of our reform and development course, Chinese people will surely enjoy more freedoms. And we have already incorporated the provision that the state respects and protects human rights into the Constitution of the People's Republic of China. And I believe in the days to come, we will be able to protect more and more fundamental rights of the Chinese people.
Thank you.下面请广播电台中央人民广播电台。
You mentioned the three threats in the bilateral relations between China and New Zealand, and you also talked about the fourth threat with regards to the FTA negotiations between the two countries. And you also characterized the, this development with the phrase of trailblazing thinking. All these tell us about the sound shape of the bilateral relationship between China and New Zealand.Next year will be the 35th anniversary of inauguration of this diplomatic relationship. In brief retrospection of what has happened over the past 35 years, what, in your mind, are the reasons behind the smooth growth of this bilateral relationship, and how do you look towards the future in regards to this bilateral tie?
中国和新西兰明年建交是35周年，中国恢复35年的历史，中新关系持续平稳健康的发展，我觉得最重要的就是相互尊重。
Next year will be the 35th anniversary of the diplomatic relations between China and New Zealand. And over the past 35 years, this bilateral relationship has been developing steadily on an even keel. And I believe you could expect positive.
中国是一个 历史悠久的国家，近三十年来又在进行规模宏大的改革开放试验。新西兰是一个新兴的年轻的国家，经济技术比较发达，我们相互之间的合作和交流从根本上说有利于两国的利益，有利于两国的人民，这是我们合作的基础。
China is a country with a high order history. However, over the past three decades, China has been undertaking a reform and opening up life on a grand scale. And in comparison, New Zealand is a young country, but you have a very developed economy and advanced technologies. So, fundamentally speaking, our cooperation and bilateral exchanges serve the interests of both countries and peoples.And this is the very cornerstone of our cooperation.
在三十多年的交往的过程中，我们互相信任，并建立在相互信任基础上的合作，都取得了成功。这些成功造福了两国人民，因而受到了两国人民的支持。
Over the past two decades and more, the two of them have been trusting each other, and bilateral cooperation based on the nuclear cost have been most successful. Our successes have benefited our peoples, and that is why it has been endorsed by both peoples.
我们的合作领域不仅限于经贸，还包括教育、科技、文化等各个领域。我相信我们已经创造了四个第一，还会创造第五个、第六个第一。
And economy and trade are not all that's about our cooperation, and our cooperation also depends to cover a broad range of sectors such as education, banking technology and culture.With the completion of the fourth, fifth between us, I'm wholly confident that we'll be able to create the fifth first, the sixth first, and even more first.
Thank you. Time is short. I'll take one question from the New Zealand media. People ask one.
最后一个问题，请新西兰的媒体提问。2004, that means 6 rounds of our bilateral deal negotiations between China and New Zealand. And what, in your mind, are the most important things to achieve breakthroughs with regards to this bilateral deal negotiation? And since World TV is the only Chinese language television in New Zealand, Premier Wen, what would you like to say via World TV to the vast number of Chinese communities living in New Zealand?
中心自贸去谈判目前进入关键阶段，由于涉及到一些双方敏感的领域，比如农业和服务，但是这不是 不可克服的困难。方才我和克拉克总理在会谈时用中国的一句话叫做山重水复疑无路，柳暗花明又一村。
I also appear in negotiations and enter into a crucial stage and have encountered some difficulties, for instance, in the agricultural and service areas. However, these are not insurmountable difficulties. As I quoted during my conversation with Prime Minister Kalinkov just now, there are difficulties, but they might be a blessing in disguise.
只要双方坚持平等互利互谅互让，这些困难会很快克服的。
As long as the two sides act in the spirit of equality, mutual trust, mutual accommodation, and mutual understanding, we'll be able to overcome those difficulties.
这是政治家的决策，也是人民的意愿。
These are not only the decisions on the part of the statesmen, they are also the will of the people.
据我知道，中国人到新西兰已经有200年的历史。我很难想象，当时我们的祖先怎么能够经历千难万险，越过重洋，来到这个岛。他们又是怎么生存和发展起来的？但是我可以得出一个结论，就是他们自强不息，奋斗不止。
It was more than 200 years ago since the Chinese came to come to New Zealand.It is very difficult for me to imagine how our ancestors managed to brave the storm on the sea and travel across the vast ocean to come to this island, and I could not imagine how they managed to survive and prosper. However, I believe one spirit of the Chinese might hold the key to that answer, that is their unyielding and industrious spirit.
我想对生活在这里的华人华侨说几句话，你们要热爱生民养民的祖国，也要热爱发展你们事业的新西兰。你们要尊重当地的法律，和新西兰人民一道共同把新西兰建设好，同时也发展自己的事业。
And my message to the Chinese community in New Zealand is, I hope you will love your motherland, which has given you birth and raised you up. But I also hope you will love New Zealand, where you have established your own business. I hope you will respect local laws and live in peace and harmony.The people here in New Zealand and build New Zealand into a beautiful country and in the same time do a good job in building your own business.
你们要用自己的努力获得人民的尊重，谢谢你，向大家问好。
And you have to gain the respect of the people here through your own hard work. And thank you, please convey my best wishes to Chinese community here.
Everyone, would you like to thank Professor Christie from the media for giving us your call?
问问您，还觉得要回答您来自中华人民共和国的问题吗？
不需要。
No, thank you.
I think that's all. Thank you very much.